It's 24 minutes past eight. In a moment, we're going to hear from the Old Town Theatre Company of Swindon about their latest production that's, without giving too much away, going to be going with a bang.
BBC Wiltshire. Last time out.
Oh, it's a great opportunity for Charlie Austin. Edge of the penalty. Oh, he's missed it. Oh, my word. It fell so kindly for Charlie Austin. Yeah, I have to say, the two best chances of this game have come A, to David Ball, and B, to Charlie Austin, and they've both made a bit of a hash of it.
A goalless draw for Swindon Town at Carlisle. Now it's back to the county ground and a home game against Southampton. Join me, Ian Longdon, for Saturday Sport. The build-up begins at 1 today, live from the stadium, with full commentary from 3.
Every game, every goal. Exclusive Swindon Town football commentaries, only on BBC Wiltshire.
Good morning to you. It is The Breakfast Show. It's 8.25 now. So, a Wiltshire theatre company has made an unusual recruit to make sure that its latest show goes with a bang. You'll see what I mean in just a moment. The Old Town Theatre Company have persuaded a man from the Territorial Army in Swindon to help them out with their latest production. It's a play called Swimming with Sharks. It's the story of a long-suffering executive assistant to a movie producer boss from hell in Hollywood, and the revenge he extracts upon him. Here's just a little taster, and I don't want to make you jump too much. You are going to hear the sound of a gun in a moment, so just have a quick listen to a little bit from the play.
Let's finish this. Show me what you're made of. Show me what you've learned. Don't let me down, son. Everything I taught you has come down to this. This is the only way you can hope to survive. Look at my face. Look at your hands. They hurt. They bleed. Because life is not a movie. What do you want, guy? Look at me! What do you want? Let's do this thing. Let's finish it.
I'm sorry.
Ooh. Maybe. I really rather make me jump. I don't know about you. Well, that's an explosive performance and a half, isn't it, me? Goodness me. Using the gun for the performance has led the Old Town Theatre Company to ask for help from the Territorial Army in Swindon. And David Howell from the theatre company, in fact, it was David we heard in the clip there, is with me in the studio this morning. You made me jump.
Sorry about that.
Goodness me. And let's face it, the theatre itself, lovely theatre, it's quite intimate.
It is, yes.
And the noise of a gun going off is going to resound around there, isn't it?
That's right, and it's great effect on the audience.
Oh, I'm sure it is. So why have you gone to ask help from the Territorial Army?
Obviously, with the gun, a blank firing gun, we've got to be absolutely health and safety conscious. We've got to be very careful with that. And so it's great that we've managed to get an expert, Peter Gale from the Royal Yeomanry, and he makes sure that we are not only looking after the gun properly, making sure it's locked away, but we're also making sure that he counts the cartridges, and he's brilliant. He cleans the gun and preps it every night for the show to make sure it's absolutely pristine and ready to go.
In the show, is it you pulling the trigger?
It's not, no. The gun is pointed at me at the time, I'm afraid.
How does that feel?
Well, it's a little scary, I can tell you.
Before you go on stage that they really are blanks?
As I say, Peter Gale does a fabulous job for us, and that's why I'm glad that we're able to rely on him.
Yeah, I'm sure you as an individual are very, very,
very
glad.
Much.
Look, you better tell us a little bit more about the play.
Certainly, yeah. It's about this young guy who comes to Hollywood with big ideas of making movies, and he gets to meet the love of his life as well. And then he also gets to meet my character, who's the worst boss in history, who's foul-mouthed, aggressive and violent. But he gets to extract his revenge at the end. And the question is, as you hear a gunshot, who lives? Who dies? Mm. It's a very exciting play. It's very interesting.
We're not going to give anything away.
No.
Final show tonight.
It is, yes.
How have the performances gone so far?
They've gone grand. We've had really interesting shows. I mean, they've really gone well. It's been lots of fun as well, is the thing.
I would imagine, from your point of view, knowing when the gun's going to go off, if you keep a little eye on the audience just to see them jump, that must be quite fun.
That is the most rewarding part of the show.
If there's a tickets available for tonight's performance?
There are still tickets available from
if
the Arts Centre. Yeah, it's from the Arts Centre box office is 01793 614 837, or they can check our website at www.swindonweb.com/OTTC.
I've not heard of Swimming with Sharks before. Where's this play come from?
It's a film with Kevin Spacey and Frank Whaley Jr. and Michelle Forbes, and it's a really good film. It was on TV literally a week and a half ago.
Oh, really?
But the play version is ever so slightly different, and also you never forget live. And the gun will make you absolutely jump out of your seat.
Yeah.
And the kettle of boiling water will shock you.
Okay. Intriguing, intriguing, intriguing. What time does the curtain go up tonight?
It goes up at 7:30 p.m. tonight at the Arts Centre.
Okay. Are you tempted? Would you like to go along? If you've not got anything planned for tonight, why don't you go and have a look? Tickets, £7.50 or £5. You can get more details from the box office at the Arts Centre, Devizes Road in Swindon. And the telephone number again, David, is
01793 614 837.
David, thanks for coming in to see us
this
morning.
Thank
Hope you. It goes well tonight.
Thank you.
Break a leg.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. It's 8:30 now. A passion for Wiltshire Life.